It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's bugging you?
And I know I'm not speaking just for myself, but so many other Americans out there.
Get it off your chest now.
We're not alone.
877-W-SKY-TALK.
I got to bug up my pie hole. Oh, yeah.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is Friday. The weekend is here. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is right here as well. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
And you can always get the podcast, get everything. Don't miss any of the show, the great guests, the interviews, and all of that by going wherever you normally get your podcast. Look for The Bob Rose Show. Click on subscribe. There's no fee, no cost. And you'll have all that information right there at your fingertips. Isn't that nice? All right, you ready for what's bugging you? Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. If you call in and lines are full, call right back. We'll get you in there. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, happy Friday, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Well, other than the escalation toward nuclear war with Russia that they're planning on doing, the election, I called you before and said, what do they got up their sleeve to stop Trump? And it's so close right now. Even Nate Silver from 538 has Trump winning by, he's got a 64% chance of winning the election. That's from Nate Silver, 538. But what about if Biden were to resign and Kamala became president before the election? Look at where she would be. The media, the propaganda arm of the deep state and the Democrats would be all over that. That's all you'd see.
I don't know that we would necessarily notice a difference.
Not at all.
In other words, the shadow government's fully in charge.
Yeah.
She would just be the face of it instead of Joe.
But Joe's not anymore. Joe's gone. He's history. He shows up once a month. She's getting all the press already.
I mean, before he was a lame duck, he was taking vacation 40% of the time. So, yeah. Let's go to Sandy. What's bugging you?
I just have one question. How in the world can anyone in this country even think about voting for her?
That's a fair question.
That's a very fair question.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess it would be people that, I don't know, hate babies.
Drain damage.
Like higher taxes. Want to go deeper in debt.
Oh, how about some illegal neighbors?
And, embrace all illegal aliens, including those that are in gangs that kill, rape, steal. Yeah,
and that you want to pay for a little trans operation out of your taxes.
Oh, and that's coming up, folks.
Really?
Oh. Yes, it is. You. Coming to a...
Yeah.
Let's go to...
moving on.
Tater, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellow election denier, Bob. What's bugging me is Taylor Swift hates women, and she hates little girls. These are the little girls that flock to her concert. Taylor Swift endorses Cammy, and Cammy encourages men to play in women's sports, and thereby destroying their dreams, destroying them even from winning championships and even playing it a lot of times, because you reported a team forfeited just so they wouldn't have to play against men. So why is Taylor Swift hating the very people who support her? I hope you have a great day and a great weekend. Happy Friday 13th, folks.
Right back at you, and I like that.
I like it.
And I saw a meme somewhere that says, are voters really going to listen to the endorsement of Taylor Swift when 90% of her songs is about picking the wrong person?
Yeah, there's a little little detail. Yeah.
Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me, and I have to go with Nostradamus, is this insanity coming out of the State Department. They're actually trying to say that it's okay to fire missiles into Russia, and the stupidity to think that Russia is not going to do anything. Now, Putin has been playing the long game, and I think he's playing a constrice game. He doesn't want World War III, but the idiots and the psychopaths in this Biden administration, these know-it-all, never-been-in-a-fist-fight idiots, are really trying to do this. And you know what the Republicans doing? Same thing. They're just letting it happen.
Yeah, many of them. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Tanya, what's bugging you?
Yes, I think that Trump should have that third debate and on his terms. That means Fox News. I like to see Sean Hannity and Tommy Lahren be the moderators for a debate.
Now, that would be fair. That's not unreasonable. So, you know what? That it'll never, ever happen. Wayne, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me is the load of migrants that are coming into this country. They're coming in at such a quantity and such a fast pace that the Americans that are here that feel ownership of this country because their forefathers fought for their country or their family came here hundreds of years ago. They're watering down the ownership. We own this country, not the government, not even the elected government. We, the people, own this country, and they're watering it down. The migrants coming in do not feel the same way. They don't know the concept of owning a country.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't understand the concept maybe of freedom. They probably don't understand the concept of our history.
Right.
But just let's be clear. Immigration is a great thing. It is a great thing. It has made America better. If it's done properly, keyword there, legal and properly, keywords, yeah. Keywords.
Yep.
We're not against immigration because that's how the left will like to brand everybody. No, we don't hate immigration.
You hate brown people.
No.
Yeah.
No. And there's people of all colors coming, by the way.
That's true.
All right. Thanks for participating in that. Coming up. Tim Walz and guys being sent to female prisons.
What?
Well, I'll put it together.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll fill it. I'll deal with that next. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday the 13th.
Clock in this time
is ticking down.
This is the time
to November.
The choice of this election could not be more stark.
We have some hard work ahead of us.
Every minute the news is changing.
You have a radical left freak.
We trust women to know what is in their best interest.
And history will be made.
You have a president who will fight, fight, fight.
The Sky is the station for election 2024.
It's going to be a battle.
Now is the time.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.